This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at World Sweeper. I'm speaking with James Crockett, who is product manager over the air sweeper side for Elgin Sweeper Company. Welcome, James.
Hi.
We are going to talk today about Elgin's new eco-infused line. This is a very interesting development, especially with the crosswind model, but it transcends into some of your other models with different types of energy efficiency. So I'll let you go ahead and take it away. And if you would, tell us about the eco-infused Elgin system.
I'd first like to just broaden that and just say, again, it's just not the Elgin system. It spans all of ESG and primarily Elgin and Baxter product lines. The eco-infused technology initiative is our means to develop and deploy the environmentally sustainable products that have the potential to increase energy efficiency while also enhancing the air and water quality in communities around the world.
That's a very admirable direction to travel.
Thank you. Eco-infused, the badge, may I call it that, is something that is going to encompass a lot of our product breadth across Elgin and Baxter. It includes products such as CNG, LPG sweepers, reduced water sweepers, single engine concepts that were shown at APWA for our sister company on their 2100 fan unit. Terms called shared power or the management of horsepower. Wireless technology is another area where EcoInfuse is going to be in the badge that reflects this. You're going to start to see this badge on the sides of our products. When they go out the door, we're going to be proud to bear that eco-infused technology badge on a Crosswind with Shared Power, on a Crosswind NX, on a alternative fuel sweeper.
Can you talk a little bit about what some of those terms that you talked about might mean? For example, reduced water. How is that accomplished, or what are you trying to accomplish with that?
Reduced water can mean essentially one or two things. You're not using any water or you're using very little thereof water. And the goal with reduced water in one of our products, and I'm going to just specifically mention the Crosswind NX, is we want to be able to maintain the sweep performance while not having to put water down onto the surface. Again, we only interject the amount of water that's necessary in the Crosswind NX through the suction side of the pickup head system just to lubricate the system, and that was all that's sufficient in order to maintain a dust-less sweeping performance.
You're not saying we're going to reduce the water and now we're going to have a cloud of dust. You're saying that, you know, we've developed our sweeping technology such that you can reduce the amount of water going in and still not increase the amount of dust rising. I know the Crosswind has some other features that are part of that as well. I understand that you've been able to go down one level in the auxiliary engine as a result of some of the technology that's been added there. Would you mind discussing that?
Sure. Accompanying this press release from Federal Signal for the eco-infused technology, we had talked a little bit about a product called the Crosswind with shared power. Where eco-infused plays into this is we want to be able to maintain performance for our customers, but also maintain compliance, not only doing what's right for the customer, but also doing what's right for the environment. With that in mind, we wanted to go down a path, not because we had to, but because we wanted to. And we pursued a solution that embraced a smaller horsepower engine. In order to maintain that performance that our customers are accustomed to, we decided to peel horsepower away from the chassis and immediately apply it back into the sweeper system. We didn't want to go down the path yet of going towards a single-engine solution because that presents its own problems. But we felt right now by introducing horsepower from the chassis and utilizing a smaller engine maintains that balance for customer acceptance of performance, ergonomics, maintenance, and serviceability.
Well, that sounds admirable. I think the important part there was that we're doing this because we wanted to, not because we had to, although of course, the idea is to position you and Elgin, you know, as a superior product in the marketplace. And is this technology sufficient to be able to go not only in the United States, but in international products as well?
The cross from which shared power technology is a patent-pending technology. That in itself is right now the goal was just to keep it domestically. We don't have any immediate intentions of going across the pond.
Right now it's a U.S. technology.
Yes.
James, give us a rundown, if you would, on just how the crosswind system works. I know you have a one-size-smaller auxiliary engine, and on behalf of our listeners out there, let me say, oh, now I'm concerned. Will I be able to pick up material like I used to be able to on my crosswind I bought 2 years ago? What's my advantage to this system?
The crosswind with shared power and this patent-pending technology, yes, we did have to go to a smaller horsepower category, may I mind you. And that was actually a bonus, due in part because the emissions requirements for that horsepower range is actually less stringent than the other horsepower ranges. So not only does the emissions get less complex, but they're also more affordable. Now, since we're sharing power with this patent-pending system, we're also able to peel horsepower away from the chassis. We're able to use the horsepower when that auxiliary engine is under load, so we're able to use it immediately and apply it back into the sweeper system to maintain that customer-expected performance. But also, the way we do shared power allows us to do something that's very unique and no other regen has been able to do. We're able to reclaim lost, what would be lost energy to heat, and reclaim it and use it and apply it immediately back into the sweeper system via chassis regenerative braking. So in an instance of going downhill, you have momentum from the sweeper. As you're going downhill, you're able to immediately capture that energy mechanically and convert it to hydraulic fluid power and apply it back into the sweeper system, thus essentially just boosting the sweeper system and maintaining performance.
So the advantage to the sweeper user is an owner is that they should be able to have fuel savings and really no disruption in pickup efficiency, and they can tout to their whoever they're doing the work for that they are using this eco-infused technology and that it's a better value.
Yes, Ranger, and I don't want to overstep my boundaries, but again, everyone knows that fuel economy is a function of horsepower. So yes, by taking that step back with the auxiliary engine, you anticipate fuel economy gains. But also, since you're able to capture what would be lost energy with the chassis, being able to reclaim that energy, that in itself is free energy. So again, there is that potential savings there.
Well, that makes sense. Is there anything else that we should talk about in terms of this and, you know, where it's headed down the road?
Most certainly. Again, Elgin still offers a wide breadth of product in our portfolio, and specifically with the crosswind. Going forward, we will still offer that 115 horsepower auxiliary engine on the crosswind, but again, it's going to be complemented with this crosswind featuring shared power.
Well, okay, that makes sense. Well, it's there have been some interesting changes in the last 5 years, and this seems to be, you know, one of the more forward-looking environmental changes in a sweeper model. So I look forward to seeing what else Elgin comes up with, and for that matter, what competitors might do once they take a look at what you're doing and see if they can figure out a way to square up on the board with it.
Elgin always appreciates surprising you.
And the marketplace, that's for sure.
Yes, thank you.
Is there anything else you want to add about either the crosswind or any other aspect of this?
Yes. To further extrapolate with fuel economy gains, you're also going to be able to extrapolate that out to a reduction in the carbon dioxide footprint of this product. And also, it is available on the auto car as well as conventional chassis.
Okay. Well, that gives those in the marketplace for a model like the Crosswind something to think about, that's for sure.
Yes, it does, Ranger.
Well, thank you very much, James. We've been speaking with James Crockett, the Air Sweeper Product Manager for Elgin Sweeper Company. We've learned about their new eco-infused badge.